when I look at the lower level services that Habtel provides, I don't think, I don't really think that the business is that simple. So I see.
Explain.
If I thought of, if I thought of Jumia as an e-com platform, that's what I would say from the top of my head. If I, anytime I think of Habtel, I can't really pinpoint exactly what the business does. I know it does so many things. I've seen Habtel in the SMS business, in the food delivery business, and to be honest, in the retail, you can buy a few, and commercial level as well. There's a lot of, you know, transition processes happening with what is going on around the country and other parts. So I'm really trying to define in simple terms what Habtel does.
So who is a customer?
So you have...
The business are, mm-hmm. is a focus on who we're trying to serve.
Okay.
Now, part of the answer is also, we going back to don't copy, you know. Now, the world is full of home delivery people losing money.
Mm.
You know, and for instance, Just Eat, I think, never made money. They had, and now they stalled. They're turning over a huge amount of money, but don't make any money.
Mm.
And never figured it out how it does. I mean, I don't know the details, but it doesn't look like it, right? So, and we have said from the beginning that we're not going to do anything that inherently doesn't make money.
Okay.
And it doesn't make, doesn't say it has to be making huge money and inappropriate levels of margin or anything. No, it has to make money or it doesn't earn its right to exist, right? And in that process, there's been quite a few iterations to figure out what is actually what is the model, because how do we tailor it to this environment that makes it a sustainable proposition? And now we know we can't tell you how.
I wish you could tell.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we saw Jumia, if I remember correctly, they were the company that came in first with the food delivery services. Yep. Then
they started with generally commerce of selling imported goods, basically, and then they added food services on it.
Yes.
Right? And they never made any money either, right?
And then they came out of the business, and then Glovo came in.
Yeah,
they out.
Yeah,
and then Bolt.
And I don't know what Bolt finances are.
Then Menufind Africa.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how well they're doing. But if you look at all of those examples of people having a business model, didn't make any money anywhere. So, and here was more difficult, right? So made less money. So then they withdraw from certain areas. And it's, take Jumia. I mean, they proudly said we're going to be Amazon for Africa, right?
Yeah.
So copy and try to, but how is, you know, and then they tried to retrofit. No, Africa isn't really the same. I don't know the detail, right? Mm. But it's sort of what I observed. And if you read the analyst report, which I have done a few times, I stopped doing it because no longer interested.
Mm.
But so that's, you got to be careful before you.
Well, I mean, you understand, you know, as a business strategist and a board chairman of Habtel, that a lot of these businesses and some segments of the business that you're doing, you already know that they don't make profit because other businesses have done it. But then why are you guys still doing it?
Because there is a way to make money.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not obvious. And it's quite a lot of, it appears to be a simple business, but it's not. You know, it's not that simple. There are quite a few, well, let's not get into the details of it, but it's not that simple.
Mm.
But it's simple to get started, right? You need basically a motorbike and a phone, right?
Yeah.
So,
because over there, right, you have to manage the bikes, the transport services has to be managed, the app services must be managed, the food delivery, reviews, payment. There's quite a lot of things that go into it.
And also your public face to the customer is someone who's not even your employee.
They
right?
think they're buying the food from you, right? But it's from a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
And they give you a bad review.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a business model that is in its raw form is difficult.
Now let's talk about...
But by the way, we do a lot of things for those customers besides delivery food. And that's a part of answer, right?
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
You see who the customer is,
it's
here,
data.
Right? So we collect the money from the consumers, but the consumers isn't the customer, if you see what I mean, right? We don't think about what are we going to do for the consumer. Well, I mean, we have to do that too, right? We have to have good apps and make sure they're smooth and all right, right? But where is the guiding light is how do we help our customers that are the businesses to be successful?
Nah, Hans, I think I've got it. So for your company, it's data.
Yes.
This person uses our SMS service or they use our payment service.
Yep.
We already have them in the have the data in the decision making that they do.
Yep.
Right? So now let's offer them these services. Yep. They may be willing to buy.
Yep. And by the way, the answer is way back when they started almost 20 years ago. The banks needed to give statements to their customers.
Okay.
And to use SMS messaging to send them those statements to the people in the village.
Mm.
So they didn't have to walk into the branch to get just to figure out how much money they had or whatever, right? That was one of the first customers for SMS, GH.
Huh.
So you see so in some ways, nothing has changed. In some ways.
But Haptel must control a lot of data.
And we have a lot of data.
Mm.
And of course, much of the data is therefore also highly restricted. We can't share it. And it's in all those kind of protocols that falls within the remit of the board to make sure the processes are tight and adhered to, right? So that's part of my responsibility of making sure those things actually happen, right? So we have a lot of data, but we still have a lot of work to figure out how to best make use of it.
Mm.
And which leads to the conversation around AI, right?
Yes, which was my next question.
Yeah, it's going to be on.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so we set up the first AI lab in the country, which is approximately 30 people strong, right? But also there with very specific use cases in terms of how AI will help our businesses, right? And one obvious use case is how do we detect fraudulent behavior? How do we detect money laundering or suspected money laundering, I should say? So those kind of things has to be automated because you can't have enough people and people get tired. People, quote unquote, fall asleep, right? So to automate those kind of things is one of the most important use cases. But there are, purchasing patterns and some other relatively obvious use cases.
I'm worried that very soon you're going to have a Haptel social media account because you have so much data. Yeah, right. Right, because I see several wings of the business, and I see what the company is doing. It's all in the middle of the data that you have and what you control. And there's so much that you can come out of and, bring out of the same data because essentially, you have the customer.
Yep.
Now you're with all these AI labs, you can tell the pattern, what they're interested in, what they love to do. You could do a lot of things with that data.
Yeah, and we tried, but certain things just didn't work. We had some brilliant ideas over the years that just didn't work. So we had the idea that pretty much every business should know who the customers are from mobile numbers, right? So even if you have a little corner store, why don't you just send them a text message that I have excess stock of porridge today, so why don't you come around and you get it for half price? Sounds like it.
Hmm.
Well, why wouldn't that be a good idea to help them to do, right? Never really worked.
Okay.
It was just, I actually don't quite know why it didn't work, but it never took off. It seems like an obvious thing. I mean, it happens. The bigger businesses do it, right? Like insurance companies, whatever, they use messaging as a strategic tool, right? Yeah. But to get smaller businesses to do something similar never worked.
Even the Haptel POS system, which one of our pharmacies used for some time, we found it very challenging.
Yep.
It couldn't work. What did the company learn from that?
You know, this is one of the, I wouldn't say a failure, but partial successes, right?
Partial success.
Which just basically means that it's all right, but it isn't what we hoped it would be, right? Mm. And I'm not fully briefed on all the specifics, right? But there is part of the answer is that it's difficult to get, you know, pharmacies is one extreme in terms of having large number of items in it, yes. Right? And on the other hand, you have a small little store that only says, maybe says, you know, 10, 20 items, right? And to come up with a generalized tool that, because this is just the payment, it isn't much value added for us, right? Mm. So how do we do more than just the payment? We tried to do inventory, for instance, but it didn't really.
Because I used it, it didn't work out.
Didn't work, right? Because there was just too much to know, and you got too deep into the business, and the businesses are different. And that's why to generalize a tool across different markets turned out to be too difficult.
Today, you employ well over 700 staff members across your.
And if you include riders, you would.
Yeah, like the entire company as a whole.
Yep.
But I want to focus on the tech staff that you employ to run the, you know, the code, to fix the bags and things like that. Are they trained in-house or these are people you get from other, you know, institutions in the country?
Vast majority of the training is in-house. You know, not everybody comes straight out of uni and work for us, right? But some have other jobs before, but we sort of, well, in-house as in we buy training from outside, right? But we have what we call Haptel Academy.
Yes.
Which we started about a year ago to form. We've done this for many years, but we formalized it last year to put it into one place. And so there's a large number of modules. We had to actually review yesterday, and there's like a whole spreadsheet full that you get lost in because so many items now.